Kerbo say good vach. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Gemel. We were zocha to start Bava Metzia Shnai Melchson yesterday, and we go weiter into the heart of the Mesechta. So we're here on daf Gemel at the bottom of Beis Mabeis. We had started talking about the authorship, right, of our Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says Shnai Melchson Batalis. Right, two people holding onto a talis, they both claim ownership. Right, and so we split the talis. And they both take a shvua, right? And that's what we had started to figure out. We started talking about bananas, and then we went on to Simchas. I tried to figure out maybe the Mishnah is against Simchas, because what would Simchas say? So Simchas is machlokas with the chachamim in the case in Bava Kamma. If you remember, we have an aborted fetus right next to the dead, not to the dead, but next to a gored cow. And the question is, right, whether the goring caused the fetus to abort. I guess caused the cow to abort, or whether the cow aborted the fetus before the goring, right? The nafkamina would be whether the owner of the goring ox would have to pay for the value, right, of the dead baby fetus cow. Okay, so we had a machogas, right? If you remember, Sukhus, right? And the chachamim say motzim mechaver alavaraya, and the Sukhus basically says that what's it called? That you give, what was it? Sorry. Right, you split the money, right? And then in that case, without a shvua, right? It doesn't say anything, right, about a shvua. So we tried to say over here that maybe our mission is against Simchas, because we say over here, right, we split it, but there is a shvua. So we tried to figure out how it was. And again, the last thing we had said, a filu tamu Simchas, we could say Simchas, and Simchas would say when you split the money, right, mumi da multiple safek yachloku, that's only when you have shema v'shema. But in case of bari v'bari, right, if you have two definite case claims, right, because in case of the cow with the fetus, we have no idea what happened, right, which is, we're suggesting, right, obviously each, right, the cow's owner and the ox owner would prefer it to be one way or another, but they don't know, they didn't see it. So here, Bari, both of them are claiming, I definitely own this talis. I'm holding it, right? They're both holding it, right? So then he would say that you would have a shavua. So the Gemara just says, and we're here, L'rabba bar Rav Huna, right? Six lines up on the bottom of Beis Mabeis. So L'rabba bar Rav Huna, according to Rabba bar Rav Huna, right, the Amar Simchas afilu bari, my Kalameimar. Problem is that Rabba bar Rav Huna says that Simchas would hold that you Mumana Mutal Basafik Yachloku applies even in a case where it's bari v'bari, where both of them have an absolute definite claim. So you can't make that split, Shema v'shema bari v'bari. So Gemara tries again and says, afilu tamu Simchas, maybe our Mishnah can line up like Simchas, because Kiyamar Simchas Heidecha Deika Drara Deramona. When did Simchas say that you don't take a shvua and you just split it down the middle? That's when there is a Drara Deramona. And that's Machokas. We've shown him what that means. Let's just take Rashi. If you look at Rashi, four lines up, Chisaron Ramon. If there's a loss of money, right? Shim Yifara Zeh Shalokidin. Right? If someone pays, you know, without being correct, right, against the halacha, Havi Chisaron Ramon. Someone's going to lose money. And if you tell the guy that he doesn't have to pay, which is incorrect and it's against the halacha, meaning in both the cases of the cow, right, someone's losing out if they do the halacha wrong. If the cow was gored by an ox and lost the baby, so then the guy should pay for the baby. If you make him not pay, so then the guy who owns the dead fetus is losing out. And if the other way around, if he pays, right, and he shouldn't have paid, so then the guy who owns the ox is losing out. So in that case, there's a drar deramona, there's a potential loss of money. But over here, I will hecha the legadra de mamona. If there's no loss of money, what's going on over here? Over two people, I found a talis. So okay, so you don't. No one's losing money, right? Again, no one's losing money. It's 5 minutes ago, he didn't have his talis. Now 5 minutes later, he won't have the talis. Okay, it'd be the same. As then we wouldn't necessarily, apply. You wouldn't necessarily apply Simchas Halacha, and therefore you'd make them swear. The Gemara says, problem is, Kavav Kavachomerho. But the problem is that's a nice split, but the logic works the backwards. Right? In the case of the cow, right, both of them stand to lose money if you paskin incorrectly. And there, Simchas says, you could just split it without a shvua. Right? Did I skip? One second, sorry. Then you could also say that kula lamar v'gamela kula lamar. You could say that, meaning that the entire sum of the dead fetus, right, goes to somebody, right, one or the other. Meaning somebody is correct, and someone gets the entire sum of the fetus. But over here, just to finish the thought, and Amr Simchas, in that case, Simchas says, Mama namutal safek cholkin b'lo shvua. if the suffix is split without a shvua. But hacha, but over here, the leka d'orma mamona, right? First of all, there's no loss of money, right? Because the ikel lemeimar to d'arvayu, because it could be that both of them, right, actually, and you could say that both of them actually own the talis. So lo kosher kein. So certainly you should say that you should split it, right, without taking a shvua. So the Gemara says, so again, the Gemara tries again, finally says, afilu tema sumkos, really, you could say that our Mishnah, right, is like sumkos. And shvua zu mid rabbanan. Really, you say that this shvua is the rabbanan for a different reason. What, that's not shayach to the case, right, by the cow goring, or the ox goring a cow. Right, ki kid rabbi yochanan, what dam rabbi yochanan said, shvua zu takanas chachamimi. This is a din de rabbanan, chachazal, we're mitakin. This shvua, why? Shlo yehikal echad vechad, holy vitoke, fatalis, shachavero. Right, we don't want people just running around and grabbing stuff. And saying that it's mine. Right? If you could say, if the halakha was that anybody, you know, in this case, two people holding an item, you split it without a shvua, so what stops me from going to shul on Shabbos morning, as we did today, just grabbing somebody's talis and saying it's mine? So, worst case scenario, we'll split the money, and now this guy's losing his talis. So, therefore, they added a shvua, right? A shvua scares people, right? To make sure that wouldn't necessarily happen. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara says, Lema must need to look Rabbi Yossi. Maybe our Mishnah is not like, right? We did Bananas, we did Sumchas, and now we have Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. The E, Rabbi Yossi, because if it's Rabbi Yossi, right? Amar Imkain, Ma Hifsid Ramai, Rabbi Yossi says, what did the guy who's trying to scam the situation lose? Ella, Kol Yemunuch Ashiyavu Elio, rather, everything should be put aside until Elio Anovi comes. What's the case over there? So the case there is the Mishnah, right, in Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. Both people gave somebody money, right? Shimon and Reuven both gave money to Levi. One guy gave 100 and one guy gave 200. So sure enough, they both come back to Levi and they both claim the 200. Right? Both of them want to be there, and Levi doesn't remember, right, who he got 100 from. He's got 300 check there, $300 there, right? He doesn't remember who got what or who gave what. So according to the Chachamim, so he basically, what he gives 100 to each, and they leave the last one, right? The last 100, meaning the third 100, right? He gives 100 to each of them because obviously they both are entitled to that, and the third 100 is left until Elio and Navi comes. Rabbi Yossi says, "What are you talking about? So what's the downside for the guy claiming, right? He was the one who gave 200, right? Obviously he's lying, but if both of them claim 200." Right, there's nothing to prevent the guy from claiming he got to. Why mine as well? Right, worst case scenario, he'll get his 100 back, and the other 100 will be okay. We'll leave it until the Elyonavi comes. Now, Machlokas Rishonim, what that means? Okay, but either way, so Rabbi Yossi holds. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So too in our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah, right? We don't split it or leave it until, right. So the detail that I left out is therefore Rabbi Yossi says that you leave all of it until Elio and Avi comes, and that would deter someone from claiming, right, that he was the one who had 200, because now he's going to lose his 100. So too over here, right, you would think that Rabbi Yossi would say, why don't we leave the entire talis until Elio and Avi comes, right, because we don't want people walking around grabbing talisim, right? So what's he going to lose? Again, if you split it, so then he doesn't lose anything. So Kumar says, problem is, it doesn't work out according to Rabbanan either, right? So Elamai Rabbanan, Makim Damar Rabbanan, Ashar Yemunach Hashayav Elio, Hanami Kishar Demei. Right, we don't. What does the Chachamim say? They don't. Chachamim don't say you split it, or with a shvua, they say you give 100 to each, and you leave the third 100, right, for till Eliyahu and Avi comes. This talis also, right, should be the same as the extra 100, right? So that's not the Chachamim sheet. The Chachamim sheet says that you leave until Eliyahu and Avi comes, and here we're splitting with a shvua. So Gemara says, "Hi, Mai. What do you mean? This is a weird argument here. You can't compare those cases." Well, you can, but meaning one way or another. Meaning the reason why we thought that it wasn't like Rabbi Yossi is as follows. When we say our Mishnah could be like the Rabbanan Hazam, because over there, in the case of the guy who gave 100, the guy gave 200, right? Each of them, right, definitely owns, right, 100, right? Ethan and the third 100 definitely only belongs to one of them. So in that case, Amar Rabbanan, Yein Munach Hashiyavu Elio. In that case, we leave it aside until Elio and Avi comes, is going to define and tell us who it belongs to. But Hacha, but here, in our case, you could say that the Talis belongs to both of them. Because Amar Rabbanan, Pagi Bishvua, so therefore Chazal said, well, you should split it. Elio Amar Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi's logic, what do you say? Hashta, over the Mahas, and Devade Ika Mana Lamar Vigan Mana Lamar, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yein Munach Hashiyavu Elio. Over there, in that case, where each of them definitely owns at least 100, injured. And Rabbi Yossi says, we leave the entire sum of money until the Yahweh Navi comes. Haka, but over here, maybe over here, one guy owns all of it. Right? Certainly, Rabbi Yossi should say we should put it right until the Yahweh Navi comes. Meaning, over there, both of them at least have a stake in it. Here, you could, theoretically, it could be one guy's, right, one guy could have gotten there first. The Gemara says, I feel tame Rabbi Yossi. Really, you could say it's Rabbi Yossi, because Hasan by the Iker Amai. Because over there, in the case of the 100 or 200, someone's definitely lying. But Hakam, but over here, me, Amar, me, how do you know, right, the Iker Amai, how do you know there's someone who's lying? Right, we had this yesterday. Could be that both of them, right, picked it up at the same time, and then no one's trying to scam anybody about it, anything. So there, Rabbi Yossi would be masking. So here, Rabbi Yossi would be masking that you should split it with a shvuah. So Gemara says, "Inami." Another way to understand that Hasam over there conned the Rabbi Yossi the Ramai, because Rabbi Yossi was made a knas, made a fine, right, on the guy who's trying to scam everybody. Because so he'll admit. But here might say that he's the Lodi. What should he admit? Right, there's nothing. What do you mean? You're going to try and get him to admit? Right, it's not his. Right, what is he going to lose? He's not going to lose anything. So why would, in the world would he admit? So therefore, over here, Rabbi Yossi would mask him that you should split it. Gemara says, one second. That only works, Tenach Metziah. That only works for the guy who has nothing to lose, where you're talking about a talus that they found on the floor. But we had said, if you remember, right, from yesterday, that our mission has two cases, right? This is a Metziah and Mekuk Memchar, right? In this case of a sale, where one guy paid for it and the other guy forced paid for it. Right? So, Ma'ikel Memchar, what do you say over there? Well, there, there's something for him to lose, and we should, Lechora, we should make him try and admit. So Gemara says, you're right. Really, no. So the way you can answer that, our mission is like Rabbi Yossi, is like we said before, in the sense that over there, there's definitely a Gana there, there's definitely a Ramai, and here, there isn't, because it could be that both of them picked it up right at the same time. Okay, so the Gemara now says, well, one second. So, okay, so let's take a step back. Now we're going to stop analyzing our mission. Now we're going to move over to the case we mentioned yesterday. Right, we said that was a case we mentioned yesterday where the guy who owns the store, right, tells someone else to pay his workers. Let's say his 10 workers, right, he tells someone else to pay them the daily salary, whatever, $100 a piece, whatever. And sure enough, right, Reuven tells Shimon to pay his workers $100 a piece, and Shimon comes back to Reuven and asks him for the $1,000, and the workers come and say, hey, we never got our money. So there, right, somebody's lying, right? Somebody's definitely lying. That's the case. If you remember, that was Ben Nanas, the Mishnah in Shavuos. So again, the Tanakhama there says that everybody takes a Shavuah, right? And they get their money. But Nanas is like, we're not going to bring, someone's lying, right? So someone's taking a bad Shavuah, right? So someone's taking a Shavuah that's false, right? That we don't want to do that. So therefore, they both get money without lying. So now, what about that case? Ben the Rabbanan, Ben the Rabbi Yossi. Right? Kun Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi. Hosem Gavi, Chem Vial, Ben Kaso. Right? The Katani, Zen Nishpar, Benotel, Zen Nishpar, Benotel. Why don't we say that the money here, that again, both of them are claiming the money, somebody's lying, right? They have workers, so they didn't get paid. The guy, Shimon, says, I paid them, and Reuven has to pay both of them. Right? Why don't we say, again, that just like the case of 100 and 200, that we should leave the money until the Yahweh Navi comes. Right? For somebody's lying, for sure there's someone's lying. So again, regardless of however you poskin in the 100, 200 cases where somebody's definitely lying, right? We should apply that also to Chen V'Yam Pikoso. We should leave the money over till Eliyahu Navi comes. The Gemara says, Amrei, they said, in the Beis Medrash, the Hasam Ha'im Taima, the Amr Le'Chen V'Yam Balabayas, Anashli Chuzet Didachka Avdinan. Because over there, it's not exactly the same case. It's not because we have both the guy who paid the workers and the workers themselves can claim that the other party is not relevant to their case. Meaning, both you should view it as two separate lawsuits. And therefore, and the guy who paid the workers, quote unquote, and the workers themselves have nothing to do with each other. Right, because the guy, again, the Damar Chenveni the Balabayas. Now the Chenveni is the guy who agreed to pay. Right, it literally means the guy who works in the shop, and Balabayas is the guy who owns a business. Right, so the guy who agreed to pay the salaries can say to the Balabayas, honestly, who's the Dachav Dinon? I don't know what you're talking about. I did what you told me to. I paid them $1,000. I paid them their daily wages. I don't know what you're talking about. My Isle Gabe Sachir. What do I have to do with this worker who says that he never got the money? Right, Alpha Gav to come Ishtabili, right? Even if he swears, I don't believe him with a Shvuah. I think he's lying. I don't believe him even if he swears. So at Hemante, right, you believed him. Why? What do you mean you believe the worker? Because you didn't tell me to pay him with Edim. Right, so therefore, right, it's your problem, right, and you still owe me the money. Also, the worker could say the same claim, right? I'm the balabayas. He can say the guy who owns the business. I did your work, right? My I don't care how I get paid. What does this guy have to do with anything? Right? I don't need the guy who runs the shop to pay me. I need you to pay me. So I don't believe him. He's lying. So he can't swear. So therefore, since both of them are coming with a separate claim. Right, and therefore, they're almost two separate lawsuits, so then they both of them take the money from the guy. But in case of 100-200, that's literally the same thing. Right? They're going up against each other. Right? There's only $300 here. Right? They're both claiming the same money. So that would be different. Okay. Then we had, I don't know if we mentioned it, we probably mentioned it in passing. Right? There's a din d'oraisa of modus mixtas. The person, right, if you claim that I owe you 100, and I say, nope, I only owe you 50, so there's a din d'oraisa modus mixtas. I swear, and I pay you the 50. So now, what is that true, right, of the same, of other cases? Meaning, if I admit to 50, then I take a modus mixtas, shvua, right, I swear that I only owe you half of it, right, and then, you know, I pay you, and then we go on our merry way. Let's say we figured out that I owe you 50 through a different way, through a different method. And this is going to, you know, kind of go back onto our mission, and that's why we're mentioning here. Tanya Rabbi Chiya taught us that money li biyadcha, right, hala omer in lecha biyadi klum, right, if a guy says you owe me $100, and the other guy denies it completely, the edim also sheish lecha chamishim zuz. But we know from edim that this guy owes $50. So he didn't admit it, but we have Edim that says he owes 50. So what do? No, sure enough, we have modim mixas. Right? He pays the 50, and he swears about the other half, the other 50, that he doesn't know, that he doesn't owe. Because we don't want the guy's admitting to be more powerful than Edim. Meaning Edim have to, by definition, right, be able to be mechayvin the same thing that his own admitting would do, because of a kal v'chomer. Now, the kal v'chomer we're not going to get to, right? We're going to try and figure out what that kal v'chomer is on Amud Beis, right? That's going to take us into tomorrow's daf. We're not going to get there. But before we get there, right, first, right, we have to, you know, just prove a little bit, and then we'll get into the kal v'chomer. So, Tana Tuna, we learned in the Braisa, the Shnayim Oksim Metalis, two people holding on to the Talis, Omer and Nimitzaziah, etc. Where our Mishnah proves that this is true, that Edim, right, are just as powerful as the admission, right, and therefore they would be mechayev and shvua modem mixas. Because how do you know? What's our case, right? Again, two people holding a talis. V'ha-haka, right, over here, came into tafis, right, since both of them are holding the talis, so anansadi, we are witnesses, meaning we apply, right, we apply the concept of anansadi, it's as if, right, we have edim, right, the mighty tafis hadidehu, mighty tafis hadidehu, that whatever you're holding, that belongs to you. It's, when you're actually holding the talis, right, that is anansadi, it's as if you have edim, and you get to keep half of it, and therefore, right, and then the Mishnah says, Ketani Yishava, the Mishnah says that you take a shvua, right, it's as if it's a modib and mitzvah case. So Gemara says, my shalotehi hadas piv gedolim hadas edim mekal v'chomer. Now we get into the shayla. What do you mean, right, this kal v'chomer, that you shouldn't have the admitting or of someone's mouth, meaning someone's admission in Beis Din, shouldn't be more powerful than Edim, meaning that Edim should be able to do what an admission does as well. What's the Kal V'chomer? Shalot Tomar Hadas Piv Hu Derami Rechmana Shvu Aleh. So you shouldn't say it's only in a scenario where the guy admitted where he has to take a Shvu. Why would you think that? Right, because the Kidder Rabba, like Rabba told us, the Amar Rabba, as Rabba said, Amar Torah Modem Mitzvah Satana Yishava. Again, we had this at the end of Bava Kama. Why does a person take a Shavua if he's Modem Mitzvah? Chazaka in Adem Eiz Panav Pnei Vachova. Right, we have a Chazaka, we have a rule. A person's not going to literally be so chutzpahdik, right, to deny everything in front of someone he owes money to. That guy did him a favor. He's not going to deny everything. V'hai b'kuli boy d'nichbere. Really? Right, it could be he wants to be kofar. He wants to deny the whole thing. The low kofar, the reason he didn't deny the whole thing, is because he's not so chutzpahdik, right? To be meis banav, to say that in front of someone who did him a favor. If I had a kuli boy the low delay, and really, okay, he would admit the entire thing. If I had the low delay, the fact that he didn't, He's really trying to push him off. Right? Salvar, he holds. Really, I don't have the money right now. I'll get the money and I'll pay him later. And therefore, right, he's denying half of it. The Torah says, right, we want him to admit all of it. And work out, I don't know, payment plan or whatever, or sell his property so he can pay the whole thing. Right? So the only reason the guy is admitting to half of it is because he'll pay the half now, and then he'll get his funds in arrangement, his money, you know, taken care of, and he'll pay the rest later. So we have a shvuah to make him pay, right, to admit the entire thing. Avohad is Edim, but when Edim come, this whole svara, this obviously doesn't hold by Edim, say, hello, you might have thought there is no need for a shvuah, so kamash malim kal v'chomer. Therefore, we have a kal v'chomer that teaches me that Edim will also make him take a shvuah for moda v'mikvas. Now the Gemara says, my kal v'chomer. What kal v'chomer is there? So Gemara says, Gemara is going to try a bunch of possibilities. We're not going to get to their answer right until tomorrow. Uma piv she'ein mechayv u'mamo mechayv u'shvuah. If a person's hodas piv, a person's admission, right, is not going to be mechayev him money, we'll see what this means in a second, right? So edim that can be mechayev you money, right, certainly should be able to be mechayev you a shvua, meaning your own admission makes you chayev a modem mitzvah, makes you chayev to make a shvua, but your own admission doesn't make you chayev money. So edim that makes you chayev money certainly should be able to make you chayev a shvua. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Piv ain't no mechayev mamon. What do you mean? If I go walk into the base and say I owe this guy $100, I don't have to pay him? Right? How does Baldin come at him, dummy? Right? The admission of a person is like 100 witnesses, right? A guy comes and says I owe you money, obviously he has to pay him. So what does that mean? So Gemara says, my mamon knas. What we mean is, a guy's admission doesn't make him chayiv knas, right? We know, we had that from Bava Kama, right? That if you admit to stealing an object, right, so you don't have to pay double. You don't have to pay dollar v'hei either. Right? A knas, if a person admits, he doesn't have to pay a knas. And therefore, the logic is like this. If you're admitting doesn't make you pay a knas, but it does make you swear, modem miktas, so edim shemechayiv oso knas, and edim shemechayiv oso shmua. So edim can make you pay a knas, so certainly they should be able to make you take a shvua. So Gemara says, malapiv shechein mechayivu korban. One second. But you can't compare those two. They're different because your admission, it makes you bring a korban. If you say that you did a korban meshoge, an avera meshoge, that you would have had to get karis for, so you have to pay a korban, you have to make a korban chatas. But edim don't. Tomer be'edim she'ein mechayiv oso korban. Edim don't make you korban chatas, right? As we'll see in a second. That's actually a discussion. So the Gemara says halo kasha, because that's actually machlokas. Right? Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Meir svirle, and Rabbi Chia must be holding the Rabbi Meir. The Amar who holds edim mechayiv oso korban mekal v'chomer, that edim can be mechayiv him a korban. The Tanan is willing to the Mishnah. Mishnah is krisus. Okay, dafir aleph. The Mishnah says like this. Amar lo shnayim. If two edim come and say, achal to chaylev, you ate chaylev, chaylev is usher fats, you're not allowed to eat chaylev of a behema. That's not true of a chaya, but or it's different of a chaya. The halachos are different of a chaya, I'm blanking exactly. Whatever, long story short, there are certain usher fats in an animal, let's say a cow. Guy says the fat that you ate was chaylev, and that's Isser Karis. Fu omer lo achalti. The guy says, not true. So Rabbi Meir, mechayev achachamim podrim. Rabbi Meir says, you have to be in the chatas. That's our edim. That's exactly what we're trying to talk about. And the chachamim say that you don't. Omer Rabbi Meir said, what are you talking about? Im heviyu shnayim lidei misa, chamura lo yaviyu lidei korban akal. If two edim could come be mechayev misa, if they came and said, you're mechal Shabbos, right, he gets put to death. So you can't bring him and make a korban? You can't make him bring a korban? So Amalos Chum said back to him, no. My im yirtza lomar mezida easy. If the edim come and say, right, you ate chaylev b'shogeg. The guy says, I did it on purpose. What are you talking about? So he doesn't have to bring a korban. Right, Haiti Potter. He would be Potter. So therefore, right, he's going to be believed for the edim. And so therefore, the edim are not going to be believed to make him chayev achatas. So that's l'chora. Rabbi Chia must be holding like Rabbi Meir, who holds that edim can be mechayev and makorban. Just a fascinating little point over here. Tosis on the bottom. If you look at Tosis Tuber Maschol Ma, the second one, right at the end, right before the lines get kind of skinny quickly and then fat again before Tuber Maschol Asham, he says, "V'im Tomar Hech Neman Lomar Mezidaisi." How in the world are we believing this guy to say, oh, really? Nope, I ate chaylev on purpose. Right? I did it on purpose. Right? I did whatever was chayv mikares. It wasn't b'shogeg that would make me bring a korban chatas. It was on purpose. Right? I'm getting kares. See you later. Why would we believe him in Beis Din? Right? Ain't on the mesim asmo rasha. The first parak in Sanhedrin says a person is not allowed to testify that he committed an avera. The person is not allowed. Doesn't make himself a rasha. So why would we believe him? So why would that help? So he answers, Yishlomar de ein neman lifsol asmo. Yeah, in a konami, he's not. If his testimony, if he said based on that I'm a Russia, I did it on purpose, and he's trying to apostle himself, that you're right, we wouldn't believe him. Avohacha oset tshuva. But here, very beautiful, he's trying to do tshuva. Right, he feels bad about his avera, and therefore he says, "In a rotsa lahavi chulam bazara." Because what's the downside if he did it on purpose and they make him bring a korban as if he did a b'shogeg? Now you're bringing chulin into the azara. Now you're bringing a regular animal that's not supposed to be brought into the Beis Hamikdash. That's big problems. So here the guy's doing tshuva. He doesn't want to bring an inappropriate korban. Right, so therefore he admits. He says, "No, I did it b'mezin," and therefore, right, in the korban chachamim, right, that he would not have to bring that korban. Okay. Anyway, but for our purposes, right, Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Meir. Who says that Edom, right, can make him bring a korban, and therefore, right, the Kal v'chomer is back on. So Ella, the Gemara tries, says, one second, I'll bring another kasha. Ella mal l'pivshe kem b'chayvu asham. Right, what, a person's admission can make him bring a korban asham. Let's say he said he lied about some sort of money case. He has to bring an asham, right, and a chomesh, which we'll get to in a second. So the Gemara says asham and a korban. What do you mean? That's the same case. That's the same machlokas. So Gemara says Ella mal l'pivshe kem b'chayvu chomesh. But what about a chomesh? So we had that, right? We had a bunch of cases where a guy has to pay a chomesh, right? Let's say, right over here, like we said before, he lied about some sort of money case, and he admits to it, so he has to pay a chomesh. So he says, Alokasha, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Meir's fairly. Again, Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Meir, right? Ki hechi de mechayev le korban mikav chomer. And therefore, he's, just like he'd make you bring a korban from a kav chomer, mechayev le chomesh mikav chomer. So too, Rabbi Meir would make him. The Edom would be able to make him bring a chomesh. As the Gemara says, "Alamala." So one more kasha, and this will actually knock out the kav chomer. We'll have to come to another understanding of it tomorrow. "Alamala pivshe kein inu v'chashav azama." A person's admitting in Beis Din is not able to be knocked out by Edom, right? Either it's Edom Zomim or Edom Achasha, right? Contradictory Edos or Edom saying that Imanu Aisem, that you were with us, right? That you can't knock that out, right? The guy literally says, "I owe you $100. I borrowed money from you. I have to pay it back." So there's nothing you can do about that. He has to pay. Tomer be'edim sheyeshna b'achasha v'azama. Re'edim can be knocked out by achasha v'azama. And we see that. So an admission is more powerful, meaning that an admission in Beis Din can't be contradicted by other witnesses whatsoever. Whereas Edim's testimony can be knocked out, right, by other witnesses. So we see that a person's own admission is not necessarily weaker, right, than Edom. So therefore, we have to switch gears, we're going to have to pivot, right, and figure out another understanding of the Kal v'chomer. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll do that tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.